is not what to come out tomorrow. Don't worry. Tomorrow, God can do something different for you. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Like, there are people who are learning businesses today that God say will not exist in the next 5 years. Yes. You are learning how to develop photo. No dark room. Meanwhile, digital printing is coming out. I'm telling you. But don't worry about it. What did I say? Don't worry about it. Because if it's what you are learning today, just be learning it. That's what you are doing today, just be doing it. The Lord knows how to remove you from where you are to where you are supposed to be. He knows how to. He doesn't judge you based on your skill. He judges you based on your faithfulness. You must understand that. God is not judging you based on the skill you have acquired. He judges you based on the faithfulness you have done things with. That's what he's judging. So he can train you in a business that's collapsing in the next 5 years. And he's not bothered. But the training, if you pass it, if you do well, it's not the skill that he's judging. It's how faithful you were. So he now takes that faithfulness and uses it somewhere else. I have told the story countless times of Mary Kay Ash, who retired from being a salesperson and wrote a book on how to do sales and just said to herself, she just wanted to help people that look, from her experience over the years, she thought that people were not doing what was right. So let me teach people how to do what is right. So she wrote a book, and at the end of the day said that, who will read the book? Let me go and put what I have written into practice. When she did that, so as to do that, she started Mary Kay Cosmetics. And the thing became so successful. One American school gave her the award, of course. I mean, they gave about recognition, kind of. They gave about two of them. They said the most successful female entrepreneur of the century. They gave the other one to Henry Ford, the male one. Why? Because he said, let me just prove a point to people. After the story of how she became exceedingly wealthy, you see people outside, you don't really know exactly what's going on with them. You assume that this is what they are doing. Meanwhile, that may just be the visible thing in their life. There's something else God is using to bless them. So that her son came to her one day and said, listen, my friend is a good man. He has this new technology that he developed for prospecting for oil. He needs investors. Invest in it, he told the mother. The mother trusted her son and she put her money into the business and forgot about it. Whether it would do well or not, she didn't even know. I wonder whether she cared. Then one day, the pastor of her church said to her, please help us raise money tomorrow in church. This our children's church is taking forever to build. Help us talk to the people to give money. And just because she forgot, of course, she didn't want to do that speech, that public speaking, that one. But of course, the day finally came, even though she tried to push it as far away as possible. And that morning, as she was rushing to get ready, she suddenly heard a voice inside her, not outside, as a strong thought dropped in her. Offer to double whatever amount they give this money. According to her, if people say they hear God, that's the closest I ever came to it. She got to church, mumbled around her sermon, finally said, listen, look, let's make this simple. Anything you give this morning, I will double it. She was a rich woman. Normally, they would get $500. If the pastor knew how to push and drill, and according to one guy, told me, promote the offering. Yeah, one day somebody told me that I'll be the one to promote the offering. That was my first time of hearing promotion of offering. So after much pushing and promoting, maybe they get $1,000, $2,000 max. So when she said, whatever you give, I'll double it, she expected like $5,000. Okay, they gave too much, $10,000. And she told them that Mary Kay business, they don't do cash. They don't do credit. You do cash. They don't sell on credit. You're buying their things. That's how she established her business. You paid cash. So the church people, I don't want pledges. I want money you are giving today, Sunday. The pastor had to go and beg her and say, madam, please. They have already come to church. They didn't plan for you. Please, can you allow them till tomorrow? She said, all right, fine. The money you have to pay it tomorrow. By evening, she was waiting for the phone call to tell her how much money they raised. That she had to match. She didn't get the phone call. So she said that the money must be too much, must be up to $10,000. In the morning, her phone rang. Her pastor, one of the head, either the pastor or the head deacon called and said, first of all, ma, sorry we didn't call you yesterday. We were having a meeting until it was late. The church council met and we decided that you should be released from your pledge. That pledge you made to double whatever money they gave, you are going to match with your own offering. The church has agreed. Whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whereby lose you from that pledge. The woman said, it's my word, I gave it. I refuse the deliverance. How much? The man opened his mouth and said, $106,000. Even she was weak. The Lord had just done a terrible thing in righteousness. The woman was weak. Like what? Then the deacon said, remember, we decided you are released from your pledge. She said, a mighty man was no. Remember, I decided I don't want to be released. It's my word, it's my bond. So she sat down there with two hands in her head. So, Omo, wala de. Who led me in this direction? Say, and remember, it's money you have to pay that day. Where will she get $100,000+ from? She thought, okay, I'll go to my bank. My bank manager knows me very well. He will give me the money. I'll pay back. So she said, let me go and take a loan. Before she got up from there, that same phone rang again. This time around, was that her son, the one I started with. And he said, Mommy, how come everything you touch turns to gold? She said, what are you talking about? Remember my friend you invested in the business? She said, yes. They just struck oil. Your share in the first month is over $100,000. Did you hear that? The first month. And there's a next month. And there will be another following month. And the next year will come up. Says over $100,000. The woman said it was with fear and trembling she went to pay the $106,000. She realized that God had planned long before she came on the picture. So she said, you can't outgive God. You see her outside. Listen, you can't plan your life. That's the point I'm making. When God wanted to make that woman rich, strange things like that was what he put around her. That's why today I told my wife, no, we don't need plans. We need what? Daily obedience. So you ask somebody, what are you obeying today? Not what plans do you have. What are you obeying today? What are you obeying to? That's all. It's not the plan. I keep on saying it. If your long-term plan has been succeeding, be afraid. That they just go home and beg God. Say, dear Lord, can you scatter me small? I'm too ordered. Things are not good like this. This kind of order does not bring victory. Really. Because God has to show he's God. Look, that's how he shows it. He has to show he's God. He has to take you to a place where you did not plan for. He has to take you to the midst of people that you never knew you could walk through. That's how he will prove his God. If you only, listen, if, look, you went to school, you got a BSc, first class upper, is there second class upper? Second class upper, first class, you got the best job, you did a master's, you did a PhD, you applied for a bigger job, they gave you this thing, and then you raise your shoulder, you're working with the big men. If that's the only thing he does in your life, then how has he proven that first classes is not what he used to promote people? One day after he has used a first class, everything else, degrees, and he has reached somewhere, they will turn you and say, shake that man's hand. You will shake the hands of somebody that can hardly speak English. And who's your boss? And listen, don't we not say that? This country is not fair. Were you not the one that said grace is not fair?
Yes, sir.
Why is it that when they say apply to you now, you don't like it again? Are you getting my point here? That's just life. God will just show it to you and say, oh boy. That's as when as people making plans. What you now do that go and get this degree abroad, you get this one, and then you now connect with this. You go soon jam. That's all. Look, when they say vanity upon vanities, we know we are studying Ecclesiastes. Is Ecclesiastes studying Ecclesiastes, we now realize that human effort into such things is wasteful. I know I'm so happy I understand this. It's making life very easy for me. You know, I have children who are, my son is writing jam now in the next few weeks. And if now you believe God to send him to, believe God to send it away. Told the boy, your first choice of university is University of Nigeria, Enugu campus. I'm not kidding. If you come now and say, Pastor Banky, the Lord laid it upon my heart to give you $12,000 to educate this boy. I will educate him in a comfortable environment. You have $20,000, I'm going to spend them. Say, what are you doing? I'm buying him a good house, good AC, good everything around there. So when he comes home, his head go cool. But this is your neck, you shall go. I'm not spending, God sees my heart. I'm not sending you abroad for anything. I'm not. I don't. Look, let Dangote or Tedola give me another Nigerian. Obasanjo. Costa, what's Costaris' name again? Costaris, thank you. You know, see, all of them say, Pastor, we like what you are doing. God said we should take up educating these children for you. Which school do you want them to go to? I see there are field jam from your neck. Second choice, your neck. Third choice, your neck. Say, rich man, I have just saved you money. Instead of paying dollar, naira, naya. I'm not kidding. I'm not. God is my heart. I'm not kidding. I even used to like Covenant University. Then I changed my mind. I said, I said it's too far. That is the only thing I have against Covenant. It's a good school. I love it. But just say it's too far now. Why do I want to fly to school when I can trek to school? No. You say check out. You go first fly to Lagos, then go by another 2 hours, 3 hour taxi to get water. But why do you want to go through that? When you can just drive to, in fact, and when you become a real big boy, you can even do big boy. Say, Daddy, please, can I borrow your car? I want to just go to school. You know, I have to go to school. Can I just use your car for 2 days? You know, you can't do big boy. So, I mean, why do you want to fly to school when you can borrow your father's car to go to school? Why am I talking like this? I have realized that none of these things determine what you'll be in future. That's why I'm talking like this. Not as if I don't want a good education. It's just because I realized that once you can learn what you are supposed to learn basically, what you need for success, I keep on telling parents, get your children to kneel down, lay hands on them, prophesy for them, occasionally wake up and say, Lord, I want to ask you for my children. Do this, do this, do this for them. Then you turn around and train them in righteousness and justice. That is all. That is all. That is all. Those who run all over the world acquiring degrees, we work for them. Young Kicho used to say that he was the least educated on the board in his church. In Yoido Christian Center. They will sit down. He hired the best people. For their newspapers, he gets the best editors in town. If whatever it is, he will get the best engineer. And then he said, I'm the chairman of the board. So he sits down and everybody answers to him. All he went is a small Bible school. I can assure you, it was one of the cheapest in town. Because when he came out from this church, people only came to his church because everybody was poor. So the church tents would keep them warm sometimes. It was a poverty scenario. Everything was poor. He was poor. He wake up during the night, he's bleeding because of hunger. Maybe one wound that he didn't eat well. He got so. I'm telling you. And the man learned the gospel of abundance and began to preach the word of truth. And God raised great men from there. I beg. I've realized it too. There's no way you can scheme your life into success. It's not possible. It's not possible. Look, it is not possible. There's no way. Time and chance, Solomon said, happens to all men. And like when we were studying that one, we said, you can't prove Solomon wrong. Forget that thing. You can't prove Solomon wrong. So what are you supposed to do? Each day, prove what? Faithful. That's why I said, what is the obedience for what? Today. What is the obedience for today? You're working for a Enugu state government. What is your obedience for today? What God does for us, his people, is to open doors. I sent it some tweets out the other day. I don't know whether I can find it. Talking about different steps by which God brings people into victory. If I can find it now, I just feel like to read them out. What God would do for you is to open doors. Yes, I think I just located it. Talking about grace for success. What is the way of grace for success? I gave 6 points. That day I was just, you know, you just wake up, you're inspired. Holy Spirit just comes upon you. You feel like you're anointed to preach. So you start preaching in your room. That's how I wrote this one that day. 6 points. I said, well, number one, ask for success from God in the name of Jesus. Ask in faith, not in the power of good works you have done. Number two, feed on the word of God daily. The word of God breathes life into you. Don't feed daily on business books. Feed daily on the word of God. Those books don't have life. From books, you learn how to interact with today's world. That's all. Like I said the other day, you need to know the tax structure of your environment. You learn that from books. You need to know the laws of your environment. You learn that from books. But what brings success is not the books. So I said, feed on the word of God daily. It breathes life into you. Feed on the word of Christ. Then number three, I said, sow the word regularly over everything that you are doing. Now, don't sow your desires. In Jesus' name, this company is going to be worth 10 billion naira. Sometimes that company will die. And it's the will of God. Are you not saying we'll succeed? Wait. The Bible says he takes away the first when he wants to establish the second. Sometimes what he has given you today is just your first. A second is coming. And you don't know. So don't die with the first. That's why I don't believe that you have to say this company will be worth $10 billion one day. No need to say it. Just sow the word over it. Sometimes the word will come out and kill that one. Yes. Because it may say this is the seed. And when it's alive, it abides alone. But when it dies, it brings forth much fruit. That's what happens. But you don't know. He has not given you enough revelation concerning that. But one thing that never fails is the word of God. Because the Bible said the word of God is alive. And active is alive. The word can think. It's a living thing. So when you look at what you are doing, you sow the word over it. What do I mean by sowing the word over it? It's simple. This is the word of the Lord to me. I will be fruitful. I will multiply. I will fill the earth. I will subdue it. I will have dominion. Are you getting my point? Remember, we invoke the name of God. You know, we talked about that earlier. You invoke God's name over everything you are doing. How do you do that? Simple. You talk to the thing about God. You go to your office, cross your leg, say, office, sit down. Nobody's around, only you. Let's talk about the owner. Today's message is titled, The Owner. God is the owner of this place, creator of heaven and the earth. What is his name? The Lord that gives the power to get wealth. You say to your chair, say to your reception desk, say to your display cabinet, say to everything, the Lord that gives the power to get wealth. You are invoking his name over everything. You go to your generator, it is the Lord that gives the power to get wealth. Sometimes you go to your generator and tell the generator, Jesus is the soon coming king. You don't know what the gen wants to do with that, but just tell it. He needs to know it. Things have ears. Your carburetor will have ears and reduce consumption of oil. I told you, until you start behaving like you're the craze, you're never ready for victory. Imagine Jesus talking to a tree. Do you think he was a normal person? He said, Pastor, let's go. He doesn't hear. So Jesus said, I'm coming. Let me talk to this tree. He said, Jesus, why are you bothering? They are sick to heal, lame to walk. How are you? But he looked at a tree and spoke to the tree. He looked at the storm, spoke to the storm. We should learn to talk to things in our lives. Like I said, you're not talking your desire. You are talking the word. Look, you need to write a diet. The other day I was telling my wife, I said, listen, if I've not fulfilled that promise. I'm supposed to write a number of scriptures that I learned. I just put together a few days ago. I wake up sometime and I declare them concerning my children. So I said, baby, look, this is what I've been using. He said I should write it and forward it to her. Put some things together and declare. You must sow the word. It's not just about feeding yourself with God's word. Having fed yourself with the word, you pronounce it over things that are under your control. That's number 3 point. Then number 4, you start watching out for the door that the Lord will open by himself. But I also put in there, when it comes to doors, beware of traps. So what's the difference between a door of God and a trap? One, all of them you handle with prayer. But number 2, watch out for the doors of righteousness as against the doors of unrighteousness. Watch out. This book will soon be out, guided by the Spirit. Please, when that book comes out, make sure you read it. So there's something I wrote in the book so you can apply those things diligently. That diligent application. I wrote that also in the book. When you apply these principles of the word diligently, you discover the will of God without effort. Matter of fact. There are doors that will open. Just look at the door. What is pushing me to this door? These days I see a lot of people, crazy doors. They jump into it. One major door you should be afraid of is a door that just promises you increased revenue without improving any other thing. It doesn't make you more effective. It does not plan to teach you anything. It's not making you more influential. You are a preacher. It's taking you away from where you can exercise your anointing. You should know it's a door of Satan. I've seen many people follow the door of Satan. Surely they follow it to America. Anyway, it was where life is sweeter. Please go and read the book. Don't quit the army. That's why I wrote that book. Because many people, that's what happens. They follow doors that you can see this door is taking you away. No, let me give an example now. I'm here teaching the word of God every day. You now hear that my university said that they are sending people around. So if I will agree to go, and the money is like, they're going to be paying like $20,000 a month. But that means you will now go to one, you go to Saudi and go and work there for 2 years. Believe me, if you give me $20,000 a month, I will be happy. Amen? Say amen now.
Amen.
You won't be happy. Okay, you are not sure. Just give it to me first. Let's try it. Just for 2 months. See, check whether I can maintain the happiness for 2 months. Then if it doesn't work, don't give me the third month. Of course, I'll be happy. But believe me, I'll ask you simply. So what happens to Kingdom World Ministries? It's a simple question. There are little things that God won't even talk about. You now go and pray to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, should I take it? Holy Spirit will say, Banky, arise. Take it. This is the door I have opened for the breakthrough you have been looking for. Say, Lord, are you sure it's you? Say, yes, it is me. Who else will it be? Then when you are going on the road to go and collect the visa, the car will enter into the lagoon. Then a fish will wind down your glass, fish you out, swallow you. And the fish will say, good. Last time I tried to digest Jonah, he was praying. You? I won't let you pray. Then you now remember that you can pray from your eye. Man, I got the fish go, oh, these pastors are difficult to swallow. We'll vomit you again. Now say, what are you doing here? The angel will now say to you, look, I wanted to kill you. That fish swallowed you. Were it not for that fish, I was going to kill you inside that water. Say, why? But God said I should go. He said, but did you not hear that there is a go that is told to Balaam and told to Ahab? That was an Ahabic go and a Balaamic go. God always says go to those who reject the truth and want to hear his voice. They reject the truth, they want to hear his voice. You see, fine Christian girl, they for church. worshiping the Lord. The unbeliever now comes down with an S280 or S420 and attends two services and asks her to marry him. And then she now, of course, he's rich. I forgot. He didn't steal that car. He bought it. I can see what he's doing. He's a big guy. And I say, let me go and pray. If you pray, God will say, marry him. Yeah, I hope you hear what I said. God will say, marry him. He will say, marry him. And they will now be bragging to us. I know God spoke to me before I married this man. God said, yes, I know I spoke to you. I knew. Then some of you go and ask, God, did he speak to us? I say, yes, I did. Lord, but your word says, be not unequally yoked with an unbeliever. He said, she knows. She knew that one now. Before she came to pray. Oh, that's why I said yes. Yes, that's why I said yes. So all this suffering and this backsliding, you don't mind. I mind, but what can I do? When the heart is set on disobedience, what am I going to do? That's why you watch out for doors. There are doors. Look, there are things that God doesn't talk about. God now tells someone that wants to use money to entice me from where I'm blessing you. I'm packaging many things and shipping around the world on the internet. Don't forget that thing. No, there are things you don't even pray about. There are some traps that are so clearly traps that God does not even like. Listen, God doesn't even like. He doesn't talk about it. He said, "Look, don't worry. My son knows it's a trap. My daughter knows it's a trap." I've seen people just walk away from destiny. All the people that I've heard that said God told them to travel abroad, went to America, went to Canada. The ones that went to Uganda were the ones that God didn't talk to. I told you the other day, my friend Pastor Corey, he's sensing the move of the Spirit to Maiduguri. He has not told me that God spoke to me. It is the ones that are going to where life is sweet that they need God to talk. Don't you know that something is wrong? No, that's what I have noticed. Those who are going to hard places, obeying God, didn't tell me God said. They just saw, see ministry, see mission. You mean there's no church in this place? My God. And they don't have money. You mean there's no mission here? But I've seen those who are always praying. Their prayers are God, though. These people say, if I travel here, they'll give me 18 million. Should I take it? In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, kalabababa. Hey, shomomomomomom. But if I stay here, it's 15. Hey, rubbish, come and get up from there. Covetous souls. Those who are really obeying God in hardship, they don't pray those prayers. I have noticed it. They just get up, they say, this is work. This is responsible work to be done. I've seen Christians, they are full of the spirit of Balaam. As the boys are running around the world looking for money, so are the girls marrying unbelievers. Why did you marry that girl? Didn't I? No, I prayed. My spirit said, marry him. You know, when we were young those days, you could entice, you could harass us with such talk. But now, I said, you know, your spirit has the spirit of Mercedes Benz. You don't know that. Somebody has the spirit of Mercedes Benz. Because if that guy wasn't driving that model of Mercedes Benz, you would not even have prayed. How much more to see what your spirit is saying? You know the interesting part? When my friend, Pastor Courage in the North, when he came home to come and marry the sister, one of our sisters, when the father asked her, why are you marrying this poor pastor? He didn't use those words, but that was what he implied. She didn't say, my spirit said. She didn't say, I was praying and God said to me that my daughter, I have created you to be the Eve that will follow my Adam into his own garden. Most of those talk, insincere talk. I want to harass you with spirituality. Please, our book will be out shortly. Guided by the Spirit. I poured my heart out in that book. Let nobody harass you with God said to me. Bible says, to the crafty, he shows himself as crafty. By his word, he spoke to an evil spirit. Go and confuse that man. I want him to go to Ramos Gilead. He will die there. The father said, why do you want to marry this man? She said to him, simple words. Because there's another guy who had pepper. The The kind of guys that come to chase you when it's offshore, when it's onshore. Half of the time is offshore. I want you to hear onshore, offshore. Apostle Mute Mute. You are from that zone. I'm telling you. Now my sis turned her back on him and faced the man of God who was going towards the desert. A real wilderness experience. And the father said, why? If you were a father, you too should ask why. She said simply, he didn't say my spirit said. As I was praying, the Lord began to minister to me. No. She said, I just thought about it. He's one man who can say, close your eyes. Give me your hands. I want to take you somewhere. He said, he's one person that can say it and I'll follow him. See covetous souls looking for money, blaming God. Say, Issachar is like a strong donkey. Lying down between the sheepfolds. When he saw that a resting place was good and the land was pleasant, he said he bent his back to bear the burden and became a slave at forced labor. What are you doing with constant power? I have a classmate of mine, he's like, he's always abusing Nigeria. I said, you know why you always have to abuse Nigeria? Because where you are, you know you are a refugee. So you need it all the time to keep yourself sane. What are you doing with constant power? You don't have a factory. This education system is good. I'm sorry, please. I'm sorry I sound insulting. Educational system that is structured on one point, they must not tell your children about God. And your children must be told that children from homosexual households are normal. And you see Christians claiming they are believers. They export children to be raised in that area. Listen to me. What is this man's name? Ura Roberts. His first son committed suicide. He said, the greatest regret of my life was I sent him to Princeton. One of our brothers the other day was telling me, a man educated his son abroad. Their church in Lagos. When I went there to preach. If anybody can do anything for that man, all he wants is for his son to believe in God. This man grew up SU. And one day his son told him, Daddy, that your God is your own. I don't know him. This man is a millionaire. Yet, as an old man, he's heartbroken. And you open your mouth and tell me education system is good. Please, I don't know how to say it. You are very stupid. What are they learning? My children don't know. Why won't you be looking for who educates your children? Because you don't have time for them yourself. You don't have time for them yourself. Back to my point. So point number four, watch out for the door the Lord will open by himself. But beware of traps. The door of God is marked by righteousness. Never forget, continue praying. And number five, while waiting for the door of God, maintain a walk in uprightness and faithfulness. And be busy with what you have now. What did I say? While waiting for the door of God, maintain a walk in uprightness and in faithfulness. And be busy with whatever it is you have right now. And last point, when the Lord opens a door, be bold and walk through it. Just like adding it to it. Please don't let anybody deceive you with how much money they are earning. Yeah. I have seen money. Nobody can. We studied it here the other day. Solomon said, when money increases, the number of mouths that eat it increase. That statement is so true. You can't break it. You can't break it. Like one of our brothers will say, he said, you think you have money problem. He said, don't worry, God will soon give you money. Then you will know you never had a problem. You find out those who have this so-called, those who so-called have this money. Solomon said that they can't even sleep. It doesn't buy peace. It's a matter of fact, it doesn't buy comfort. It doesn't. It doesn't buy peace. It doesn't buy comfort. It doesn't buy you. It doesn't make you happy. But you know the truth? It makes you think you need to spend me to be happy. My best holiday all the time, I don't know whether my wife thinks the same way, but it's always December when my children have been exported. My parents-in-law love them coming around. Last time was my father-in-law that asked me, Vanky. I said, yes, daddy. When are they coming? He takes it for granted they are coming. I said, good. Go and warm your grandparents up. Give the house some noise. And give me some peace on this side. At such times, Enugu is the most beautiful place in the world. That's my greatest, holiday. And it cost me nothing. The only thing it costs, in quotes, is the fuel money to drive them 4 hours away. Last time, I didn't even go myself. My wife went with the driver. They eat free food. Do everything. That is, I don't even have to pay DSTV for anything. Who's watching what? And it cost me what? Nothing. But do you know, if I had a lot of money, and I know people like that, holiday, you package all the children with visas and everything and be looking for where to go. One holiday, 6 millionaire are gone. When money increases, the number of mouths, airlines, hotels, travel agencies that eat it increase. And you'll be deceiving yourself into thinking you have an advantage over those of us who stayed in Enugu. That is what is called deception. So your children have seen the world. So, how does that get them to heaven? How does that make them prosper in life? Many people have seen the world. Listen, in seeing the world, they are frustrated and more confused than those who have not seen anything. Let me close. Time is going. So don't worry yourself. Don't bother yourself. I like that video of our vice president. He preached many years ago, not as VP. He was saying, then he wasn't vice president. I wish many people noted he was not vice president. He said, I started teaching at the age of 23. Became a professor in my 30s. So I never had a new car. When he was preaching, he said, there's no year I don't get 3. He said, they dash it to me. He turned around and said, tell your neighbor, Farabale. Which I like the way we say it, cool down. Cool your temper. That's the meaning of Farabale. Be patient. Relax. You don't want to waste your energy, break your conscience, defy your conscience, struggle at the end of the day. Find there's nothing there. And believe me, you will find there is nothing there. How I know people who are not serious? Either they are lying. Listen, this is how you know people are telling lies. Either they are lying or they are very poor in their hearts. You who sit down every day and be making noise about America, in London, Australia, and making noise. I know they are lying. Either they have never been there, they read stories, but if they really live there, they are telling lies. Because I have friends. Look, I know some of our brethren, they will tell you the truth, that the only reason why they are not back home, they will tell it. Look, my friend called me the other day, said, Banky, how much do they rent houses where you live? I said, why? He said, I need to rent a house near you. Because I have to be coming home at least 3 months a year. He said, I can't let my children grow up like this here. And the guy, money is not his problem. One day I told him some things. He said, that happens in Nigeria. These were his words. What am I doing in this goddamn country? Those were his words. He said, if Nigeria can sustain this, what am I doing in this goddamn country? It's an American citizen. He told me, well, you know that the man was looking for how to make money. What am I doing here? That's why the other one of my classmates that were making noise, he lives in the UK. I said, you know the truth? You are feeling bad on a daily basis. So you have to continue telling yourself, yes, Nigeria is bad. I can't go there. So that you can, you know, you have to console yourself. That our brother that I told you that bought a $1 million house. He said the only reason why he hasn't come back home is because the news of he reads of insecurity. He's tired of America. People who are not running, they're not running industry. They're shouting constant power supply. Those who are running businesses are buying diesel and pushing ahead. A man who just needs power to sleep. Well, there's a rechargeable fan. There's a rechargeable fan. You just know people who don't have any sense of purpose. Wake up in the morning, where's power constant? Your children will soon leave your house after your neighbor has better television. Yeah, when you behave like that as a child, as a child of God, that's what you're doing. God plants you somewhere. Please read my book, Don't Quit the Army. Christianity, I keep on telling people these days, no, become chop, it's come work. God is your God, your Lord. He plants you somewhere. You don't just shift because of money, because of comfort. Many people will be telling me, Pastor Bank, you've been a blessing, be healing you. And I'll be thinking, if I follow the advice of all of you, I won't bless anybody. Well, like I said, God will open the door for you. Amen. Say, so until that time, whatever I keep you, stay there. Do what you're supposed to be doing. Do it hard. Do it well. Be faithful. Fulfill your ministry. Be faithful. Do your work. In due season, I will move you from where you are to where I want you to be. Book of John chapter 6. Let me just read that and then I will close. This is where we are going next. This is actually what I planned to preach today. But this other matter just took me up. I don't know. Yeah, preacher, you know, strange things happen. Apostle, that knows. What I wanted to read, what we read last time, same thing we did. We didn't really talk about it, you know. Okay, let me just read this one. Then I will stop. We'll develop it next time if the Lord gives us permission. From verse 26, this was after the Lord Jesus had multiplied bread, and then the people ate a lot of bread, and his disciples went to another side. That is, he told them to go to the other side. He met them in the midst of the water and all of that, and he calmed the storm. In verse 22, the next day the crowd that stood on the other side of the sea saw that there was no other small boat there except one, and that Jesus had not entered with his disciples into the boat, but that his disciples had gone away alone. There came other boats from Tiberias near to the place where they ate the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd saw that Jesus was not there, nor his disciples, they themselves got into the small boats and came to Capernaum seeking Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you get here? Now before we read verse 26, notice that they went through a lot of effort to find him. Then when they found him, Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me. He said, you seek me not because you saw signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled. Now, this was his instruction to them, 27. Do not work for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him, the Father, God, has set his seal. Let me stop here. We'll continue from this point next time. What I want to bring up, the last time we talked about, we read from another part of John, where he said that this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Now, we read that, and I wanted to go up ahead to develop this, because you see something here. If we are going to know him, like we said, that what our quest is to know the Lord. If we are going to know him, if we are going to see his face, and really have the power to affect our environment, deliver to us. Like we said, if you know God, you have control in that area. He said to David, seek my face. And David said, your face I will seek. And Jesus said, I give eternal life. He now told the people, don't labor for the food that perishes, but labor for the food that endures to eternal life. And what I want to bring out from there is that the people were laboring, but for what? But he said that, listen, labor for the thing that endures to eternal life. What does that tell me? To get to know the face of God, to get to have that knowledge of God. Are you getting my point? It takes labor. It takes labor. It takes labor. It is not as if the labor will break into the knowledge of eternal life, but it shows God where your heart is. Are you getting my point? Like we're talking about earlier, there are times you will reject certain juicy appointments as a sign of your quest for eternal life. A young man came to Jesus. He said, what must I do to gain eternal life? We now know that eternal life comes by the knowledge of him. When you see his face, Jesus looked at him and said, you've kept the law. He said, yes. Everything since I was a young man. Jesus said, good. Now you have found out that the law can't give it to you. So where do you get it from? From following me. He said, now go and sell all you have and give to the poor. That was the cost for him of acquiring eternal life. It's not as if he's paying for it. Get my point. It's not as if he's paying for it. It's just that he needed to show to Jesus that this eternal life is more valuable than anything to me. And when he got to that point, the man turned around and went after his goods. And Jesus said, look at him. The Bible says Jesus felt sorry for him. The man was not ready to make the choice. Listen, what we are looking for in life is not this material thing, so. It is to seek the face. David said that, one thing I have asked of you, I had troubles, enemies surround me. I didn't pray about them. One thing I have asked of you is that I want to stay in your temple, that I might behold your face, that I might behold your beauty. I hope you are getting my point here. Listen, is that drive that I want us to realize that we must have? This desire that is not money I'm looking for in life. I pray that God will open our eyes so that we will see that this life is empty. God needs to open our eyes. Just take off the spiritual realm for just 5 seconds. They now see how people are pursuing cloud every day. When you come back, you will say, fear the Lord, obey his commandments. That's my whole duty. Each day I will do the duty of faithfulness ascribed to me, that is, delegated to me. I do that, what my life will be, God has determined. Christians, God has planned your life. He just wants you to walk with him while seeking the knowledge of his face, and he will place you where he created you to be. I've taken so much of your time. Let's bow down our heads and let's just pray. I just want you to commit yourself. Say, Lord, you said, seek my face. Your face I will seek. Say, I will stay on my duty post. I will follow after righteousness. And God will open my door. Begin to give the Lord thanks. Say, Lord, I thank you. Say after me, say, Lord, I thank you. Because you have planned my life. I'm walking in your plans. I'm walking into your plans. I am obeying you today. And I leave tomorrow in your hands. Say, today, point to me. The spirit of obedience. Say, I receive it. I receive it. The spirit of endurance. The spirit of the good soldier. You know, Paul said, as a good soldier of Christ, endure hardship. Please read that book. Don't quit the army. If you have not read it, make sure you get a copy today and read it. It is crucial. You are a Christian. You are tough. You are tough. Challenges don't drive you up and down. You are tough. You are not looking for where life is easy. You are tough. You are a true soldier of Christ. With you, David said, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. He was not a weak man. He said, I can run through a troop and leap over a wall. He didn't say, I can run from my enemies. Say, in the name of Jesus, I have the overcoming spirit. Say, this week I'm stepping into. I manifest that spirit. I'm an overcomer. I overcome challenges. I'm an overcomer. I overcome troubles. Things that depress other people, they only excite me. Because I am an overcomer. Say, in this land, I have prospered. It will manifest. Listen, you will prosper.
Amen.
God has blessed you already.
Amen.
He will make all grace abound towards you.
Amen.
You will have all sufficiency in all things.
Amen.
And you will abound to every good work.
Amen.
Listen, whatever you are doing, get home this night. Wake up early in the morning, during the night, and say, ask God, bless me indeed. He has blessed you. What I'm just saying is that, Lord, manifest your blessing in what I am doing. Then a scripture will drop in your mind that you'll be using to cook everything that you are doing. Simple scripture, not detail. You don't look for one detailed confession to make life. No, simple scripture. In all that I do, I prosper. What you are doing is that you are saying that it is not by my strength, it's but by the Spirit of God. That's what that confession is saying. It's well with you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, it is well with you.
Amen.
As this week, if you travel, safety is your portion.
Amen.
This week you are stepping into, even from this night, some people have to travel this night to go somewhere. You are safe in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No evil will befall you.
Amen.
And no plague will come near your dwelling place.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in my heart. You are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. You live above sin and walk above the devil, because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of fruit, multiplication, and dominion in the name of Jesus. Bless somebody on your left or your right. This is your season of multiplication and dominion. Bless somebody else on your left or your right. Bless one more person, please. This is your season of multiplication and dominion. Now personalize it. This is my season of multiplication and dominion. In the all right, cheer up, brethren.